Let's review chapter 8, What Nurtures a Woman's Femininity. The first thing to remember is that needs met equal qualities she can be. And it's very predictable. It may be different for each woman, but it's very predictable. When she has a certain need met, she can be something very specific. Some of the most common needs are as follows. Continuous sleep. That means she can't piece together 7 or 8 hours of sleep. She needs continuous, uninterrupted sleep. She'll also need to be heard. Let her empty that basket. She'll also need to be touched. We thrive on affection. And she needs to be desired. Give us the wow, and we'll be happy for days. We need time alone, but not too much. And we need time with the special people in our lives that bring something out of us that we cherish. We also need putter time. We need those moments, those hours even, at home, alone, where we can just let diffuse awareness run wild and move from one thing to the other without having to produce a result. It's also important to remember that femininity is correlated to timelessness, to the eternal. So if you want a woman to be able to be feminine, she needs to have plenty of time. The moment a woman has a deadline, she has to be masculine. And the most important thing to remember of all is that the sparkle that you see in a woman is her spirit responding to a man's. Now for some suggested activities. As a woman, notice what you need and what getting those needs met provides for you. Also, as a woman, notice what nurtures your femininity, what allows you to feel really feminine. As a man, remember that you're the source of our sparkle. You did it! Now that you've completed the workshop, think about what you've learned. Talk about what you've learned. And think about what you want to do with your new knowledge and perspective. Thank you for taking the time to unlock the mystery of women.